This is The Naked Scientist with Chris Smith and with Kat Arney.
This week I'm going to kick off the news with an exciting new story about cancer research. Now, cancer is a disease that's caused by gene faults, both inherited from our parents and picked up during our lifetime as our DNA gets damaged. And increasingly, researchers are working out how to use these faults to our advantage to fight the disease. Now, this week, research from Professor Alan Ashworth and his team at the Institute for Cancer Research, this was funded by Cancer Research UK, has revealed another Achilles heel in cancer cells that we can try and target, and they've just published their results in the journal Cancer Cell.
So go on, Kat, tell us how it works.
Well, this new research is based on the concept of synthetic lethality. Now, let's explain this a bit more. In our cells, we have multiple ways of doing the same thing, such as repairing our DNA, and this helps to protect us if something goes wrong. So it's a bit like having a pair of trousers with a belt and braces holding them up. So if your belt breaks, then the braces will still work to preserve your dignity. If you're an American listener, you may want to substitute pants and suspenders here. But cancer cells have a lot of genetic faults, and in many cases, they're just relying on one mechanism to do something. So if we can figure out what they're dependent on and target it with drugs, so effectively to snip the braces, then that might be a good way to treat cancer.
And is that what these researchers have done?
Yes. Now, Professor Alan Ashworth and his team have been looking at cancer cells with faults in specific genes involved in repairing damaged DNA. These are genes called MLH1 and MSH2. And faults in these genes have been found in a number of different cancers, including bowel cancer. And faults in either of these genes mean that cells tend to accumulate DNA damage, and this helps to turn them cancerous. But other pathways in the cell, the metaphorical braces, are still compensating for this lack of MLH1 or MSH2, so the cancer still grows and spreads. And the researchers realised that molecules called DNA polymerases, these help to copy DNA when cells divide, they were also repairing DNA and compensating. So the researchers used a technique called RNAi, RNA interference, to knock out certain DNA polymerases in cancer cells. And they found that knocking out a polymerase called Pol-B could kill cells that didn't have MSH2, and targeting another polymerase called Pol-G could kill cells without MLH1.
So what's next then? Because one of the key things about cancer is, of course, it's a very heterogeneous disease, isn't it? We don't just talk about having a cancer. There are many different types of cancers, and in one person with one cancer, the cell types are very, very varied in those cancers.
Exactly. And we're starting now to look more at the faulty pathways in a cancer rather than just the overall type of cancer. So rather saying, oh, you have bowel cancer and we treat it this way, or breast cancer and we treat it this way. You say you have a cancer that's deficient or defective in X gene. Now, we know that this kind of approach already works to treat cancer, and we're starting to see some very promising results from early clinical trials of new cancer drugs called PARP inhibitors. And so at the moment, the technique the researchers use to block Pol-B or Pol-G isn't really transferable to patients. But scientists now really need to design drugs that could block these polymerases. And although that's some way away, it's a really promising approach. I think it's pretty exciting news.
Indeed. Well, given how many people suffer from cancer, anything we can do to make the problem better or more amenable to therapy, the better.